give you an answer.
Hahu avneto shokoyin godol loizel avneto shokoyin hedyin. The reason why v'shasti asiya, the Torah says it separately, not the pshat was really done separately. Really, it was done together. It just comes to teach us there were two different gartels. The gartel that the Kohen Gadol wore was not the same avnet the Kohen Hedyot wore, and that's the machlokes. And Rashi says, "Tap Rashi Yomaloch, who avneto shokohen gadol loizel avneto kloima liyolam kroa de betzavor dafkam." The Iker is what says in Pasha Shemois. Not bevasachet. It was done bevasachet. We'll soon see what it means bevasachet. Over Yasiya, the Paginu, I in Vayikra, it says it separately. The Lamdenu to teach us, bo Shein who have Netim Shoven. The two gartels were not the same gartel. Shenem of the Maisa Avnet Shalaron Kain Godom, Vias Avnet Shesh Moshes are made out of linen, Tchelas blue wool, Viagoma purple wool, Lamad Nushusho Klayim. The kids are the one for the Kain Godom is made out of Klayim. The Shesh Kitno, because Shesh means linen. Utchelas Anra, Tchelas is wool. So the kitzer had linen and wool together, was made out of klayim. Now the avnei tabonim, mashenkin, the avnei tegata that the children wore, the klayim hedyot, leipirish akosim imahayu. The posuk doesn't say clearly from what it was made. The yashmir nocher from this posuk, which teaches us, the avnei to shakoyin godol, loy zel avnei to shakoyin hedyot. She zel shaklayim zel shabutz. Hence the avnei shal klayim hedyot was only made out of butz and linen. It had no wool in it at all. That's why the term Vayikra says, do it separately. But really, really, the mice was put on together. Now what it means it was put on together is that Avada, first he was Malbish, the Seder was like this. First Moshe was Malbish, Aaron, he put on his Michnasayim. That was the first clothing they always put on. First they put on their underpants. That came first Michnasayim. Then Uksainis. Then he put on his, like, a robe, the Uksainis. V'yachakach Malbish Shnei Eilu Lebonim. Then, according to this man, the Yom, then, he put on the two begodim on the big day Kohen Hedyot also, the Michnasayim and the Ksoinis. Now, our Moshe went back to Aaron, for Chayger Avnet Li Aaron, he went to put back an Avnet, the Gartel on Aaron, the Avnet Labonav. That's called the Vasachas. That at the same time, and it's right after the Avnet was put on Aaron, they put the Aaron on the Bonav. Umashto Macher Avnet Chamisha Begodim Li Aaron. Then after the Avnet was done, then Chita, they went back to finish dressing Aaron with his five begodim, and then they put him at Snefes back on the bonus. That's the Koran to Mandiyam was done together. What does it mean together? Like Abayi said, only the Avnet was done together. That means first they put on the Michnasayim and Ksoinus on Aaron, then the Michnasayim and Ksoinus on the bonim, and then the Gartel on Aaron and the Gartel on the bonim. It doesn't mean Mavasachas Mamash. You can't do two things at one time. It just means right after he put the Gartel on Aaron, right away he went to the sun to put the Gartel on the sun. Mashenkin, according to the other man, the Yoma, that says no, it was done separately. Separately means that first they dressed Aaron completely from top ten. They put the Michnasayim, the Ksoines, the Gartel, then the Mil, then the Choshen, the Ephod, then the Tzitz. He dressed Aaron completely. And then after that, they went to dress the Big Day Kohen Hedyot. That's this Machlokes. Now, Ulaman the Yoma, Aaron Yachakach Bonov, according to Manyam, it says, no, it was done separately. First they dressed Aaron completely, and then they dressed the Bonov completely. I, the Pasuk says, V'aksiv v'chagarto oisam avnit, Kafar the Pasuk in Shemai says they did it together. Mashma the Avnet that Koponim was done right after another. Or Malach, I'll have to answer you. Hahu kamashmalon that Avneto Shekoin Godol, Zeu Avneto Shekoin Hedyot. Enecham, he argues. Like we said before, Rashi, the Torah doesn't say clearly how the Avnet, the Gartel of the Kohen Hedyot was made. So this man, the Yomit, says that's what the Pasuk is teaching us. That they both had the same Gartel. It was both made out of Klayim. But not that it was mamush put on together. No, v'yachkeroy say avnit. V'yachkeroy. Then the pasuk the pasuk in Vayikra that says v'yachkeroy say avnit. V'yachkeroy some lomeli. Why did the pasuk say separately? Ishmamina to teach us Aaron v'yachakach bonus. That's what this man the Yama holds. That the Yikra is what it says in Vayikra. That first he dressed Aaron completely, and then he dressed the bonim. Why does the pasuk in Shemai say v'chagartim oisam? To teach us that the same gartel that was made out of klayim that was used for the Kohen Gadol, that was the same avnet that was used for the Kohen Hedyot also. So kids, that's the machlokes. Which avnet did the Kohen Hedyot use? Was it the same for the Kohen Gadol or a different one? Fredi Gemara, Ubevah sakas mi mishkakas lo. Is it possible to say your mamish do it together? At avminu is mamish, she dressed them both together. Like Rashi says, Ubevah sakas mi mishkakas lo. She hei moisha levado ichoiger Chamisha b'nei odom kachas? Is it possible that he dressed all five at one time? How could that be? El Gemara loy tzrichel diaktim. It just means diaktim. He did one before the other. Rashi loy bevasachas mamish kum. Not that the mamish put the gartles all together. El zeachazeh. He tracked did Aaron first, but then right after the gartle of Aaron, the next thing he did was the gartle on the children. Avo b'seder echod hoyu. Floy hivsig deger achav b'ntayim. Hilbish Aaron kol begodov. Floy choger roisoy avnit. So Rashi's mash for not the miri. Because Rashi's mash what? First he dressed Aaron all his begodim. And then he put on Aaron's avnit. V'yachakach hilbish es bonov. Then he put on the children. Michnesayim and the ksainis um its nefes. V'yachakach noslat es avnitim. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi learns they dressed them completely first, and then the last two begodim to put on was the avnit. Before we said the miri learns not like that. The miri learns that first you put the michnesayim and then the ksainis, and then the avnit went right away. And who are then the children? And the avni went right away. Sastis machoikis. Vaitam. Says again now Mishnah, u'mafrishin koyin godol. The Mishnah says that shivis yomim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, we're mafrish, we take the koyin godol away from his house, from his wife, and we bring him into the Beis HaMikdash. For at the Gemara, loma mafrishin. Why do we have to separate the koyin these 7 days? For at the Gemara, loma mafrishin. That was the whole sugya, the last five lot we had. According to Rabbi Yechon, he learns out from the Meluyim that just like by the Meluyim there was a mitzvah the first 7 days, Aaron was separated, went into the Goyim Moed, who Adin before it was a Kohen Gadol also has to be separated the first 7 days. Ila Resh Lakish, and according to Resh Lakish, it was Kedistlei. He learns out from Hasinai that before you go to the Machne Shchinam, you have to be separated at least 6 days. So that's the mitzvah the Mishnah says about from Afrishin. So what's your big kasha, Lama Mafrishin? We have those sugyas here. And the Gemara Hoki Koma. This is what the Gemara means to ask now. This is the new question of the Gemara. Mi Beisai Loma. Why does the Mishnah say we have to be Mafrish to Kohen Gadol from his house, means from his wife? That was the question. I can understand good that Kohen Gadol has to go into the Beis HaMikdash, go into Makom Kedusha, to be Rogel to do the Avodah. But why can't his wife come along with him? That's the way some of Farshim learn. See Rashi? Mi beisoy loma pirish means me ishtoy. Why do you have to go away from his wife? Loma pirish. Why do you have to go away from his wife? Tova ishto imosham. That's how Rashi learns the kasha. Let his wife come into the Beis HaMikdash with him. Sherei al korchach lishchas parhedrin lehoisa kedusha. His amada, this special room that we put the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur, it's called lishchas parhedrin, was not really kedusha. It was not like part of the Yazora. Why? Because if we would have the Kedusha, Shein Yeshiva B'Yazorah L'Lamachus Beis David. It's called Shein Shriva. That in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kedusha, the Yazorah, you're not allowed to sit there. Only for Malchus Beis David are they allowed to sit in the Yazorah itself. And called Shein Shriva, you're not allowed to sleep there. So here that the Kohen Gadol slept there for 7 days, Kshita, that room, the Lishkas Behedrin, did not have Kedusha in it. It wasn't part of the Kedushas of the Yazorah. So therefore, Rashi learns the Kasha was, let his wife Mamish come home. Come in there. Some of us learned, no, it wasn't Pshat, his wife should come with, should come into the Beis HaMikdash, but the Pshat was, let him go home at night though. True, let him come in the daytime to be in the Beis HaMikdash, get Kedusha, but every night, why couldn't he go home? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Hey, Stamas Mitzvah's Prisha to be 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, true, be there the whole day, but at night, why couldn't he go home? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Why did he have to stay away from his wife? Have the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Bisei Roimer. The reason is, Shema Timsa Ishtoi Sofik Nida. We're afraid maybe he's going to find his wife to be a Sofik Nida. And he'll have Tashmish with her. And if he's going to have Tashmish with his wife when she's a Nida, he becomes Tomei for 7 days, and he won't be able to do the Avoid on Yom Kippur. He can't come into the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, 7 days before Yom Kippur, we Badavka take the Kohen Gadol away from his wife. Today he should not have Tashmish with her when she's a Nida. Freddy Gemara. Otto Brishoy Yaskinan, like we're talking about the Kohen Gadol. Are we talking about that he's a Russia, that he would go and have Tashmish with his wife when she's a Nida? Even a Safed Nida, he wouldn't go. He'll be a Safed Yerais Lechurma, he wouldn't have Tashmish with her. El, the Pshat is like this. The Safed is the Chshash is like this. El Hashem Yovio Lishtoy. Avadin, no, Avadin now is not Esni Dosoy. Avadin is not a Veset now. And she's mutter to him. Now, maybe we're afraid that B'Shas Tashmish, he'll have Tashmish with his wife when she's mutter to him. Or Betim to Safed Nida. But afterwards, they're going to check the Edim, like we'll soon see. They used to check themselves after Tashmish. They used to wipe themselves with a cloth to see if there's any dam there. and maybe afterwards when they wipe themselves, they're going to find neither. They'll find dam on the cloth, and should be a suffix neither. So therefore, we don't want this. So Avada, he's a tzaddik, but he's an oinus. But even though he's an oinus, Lamaisa, if he did have tashmish with his wife, and she wasn't neither then, even though he didn't know about it, he's tummy for 7 days, and he won't be able to do the avodah on Yom Kippur. So that's why Mishnah says, we would ask God to take him away from his wife for 7 days. The Rashi says, "Prishoy askinon sheyovi asofik nido elamin sheme yovi alishta verakach timtsa asofik nido shetimtsa dam ala sadin shekon chaboy." We're afraid she's going to find some blood later on the cloth that she wipes herself with. When you do, we're not going to know in bishas biya hoya bodam zeh or liyacha biya. We don't know. That's why the Gemara says loshin sofik nido. Hey, if your mama sees the blood coming out right now, b'shas tashmish, that's not called a sofik nido. That's called like a vada nido. But if Rashi speak out like such a loshin, we don't want to say about a kohen gadol, like he was mamish boil nido mamish. So Gemara would rather use a loshin, it was a sofik nido. Sofik nido means we don't know for sure if the dam that we find now in Isha was there before b'shas tashmish. That means after tashmish, the Isha wipes herself and she finds some dam. We have a sofik now with this dam just come out right now after the husband went away. So then the husband is tor, or was this dam there even b'shas tashmish? Then he's tummy. Oliach abia, o boil nida tomei shivas yom. The law is if somebody's boil on Isha when she's an ida, even the man that spoiler is also tummy for 7 days. Abizoi via yosel abe vigdish beyond the kippurim. If that would happen, he'd be yosel to come to the base midish on Yom Kippur. Therefore, there's a chash, the Mishnah makes a takona, that 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to stay away from his wife. So the Gemara, Omru Rabbonin Kaima de Rab Chisda. So the Gemara said, the Rabbonin said in front of Rab Chisda, Keman, who is this chash go like? Who does Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir go like? The Chura Krebe Kiva. He goes according to Krebe Kiva Shita. The Yomar Nida Metames Boilo. That he holds this Dinyan of Nida, which means we don't know Vade she was Nida B'Shas Tashmish. In this case, like we just said, where after she had the Tashmish, she checked herself, and she found the Dam afterwards, that's really called like a Tumas Yom Kinek. That's a Tumas Meis Leis. So, you know, as we don't know Vade she's Tomei, it's only Sufik, do we say that Lamafreya she was Vade Tomei, and the husband is also Tomei. So that's Rabbi Kiva Shita. So who are only going according to Rabbi Kiva? The Yomar Rabbi Kiva says, Nida Metames Boila. The Rabbonin, because if it goes according to Rabbonin, who Amrid Rabbonin say, Ein Nida Metames Boila. Now it doesn't mean Mamish and Nida is not Metames Boila. That's a Pasuk Midiraisam. That if you boil an Isha when she's Nida, you become Tomei also. So the Shal, like we just said, that B'Shas Tashmis, we don't know Vadai, she was a Nida. It's first afterwards that she checks herself and she finds out she's Tomei. So Rabbi Kiva says, even though we first know later that she's Tomei, we say Meis Leis, 24 hours before that, we also know she was Vadai Tomei. If she touches any tyrus, anything becomes Tomei. So Rabbi Kiva, she there is, and this is the man of Meis Leis, the husband also becomes Tomei. The Rabbanan say no. If you first know she becomes Tomei later, even though for Tumah, we make a tummy 24 hours before, that's only filchas tumah, but not letames boila. So, since our Gemara says the sofik is the kain gadol, a sofik boal lishta nida, that means we don't know vadi she was a nida b'shas tashmish. We first find the dam later. So, you first see the dam later to say that he should become tummy, the chura is only according to Rabbi Kiva and not according to Rabbonin. So, Gemara says no. Gemara says, afilu taima Rabbonin. Maybe Rabbi Yudu and Maseir Yudu goes according to Rabbonin Shita. That Ad Khan up until now, loy pligi Rabbanan led Rabbi Kiva. When does the Rabbanan argue in Rabbi Kiva to say that if the Ishta had Tashmish 12 o'clock, and at 12:30 she finds Dam, that when do we say that only Rabbi Kiva said that when she finds Dam 12:30, we say she's Tomei for 24 hours before that, and since they had Tashmish during that time, the husband becomes Tomei. Ela biacher macher, only if she first found the Dam like a good few minutes after the Tashmish. That's where only Rabbi Kiva says the husband is Tamei and not the Rabbonin. Avo b'chad acher, just one short time after the Tashmish, I will soon see Rashi, the time it takes her to wipe herself and clean herself and look, like a few minutes, a minute, that first minute, if she makes the bedikah right away and finds Dam, then Moidulei, then even the Rabbonin are Moidulei, that the husband has a Tumah Shiva. So that's what we're talking about here also, that we're afraid they'll have Tashmish, and right after Tashmish, the Isha will check herself, not mamish the first second. Lamaisa, there are three zmanim. There's one zman is right after the husband comes out of his wife. If she checks herself that second and she sees blood there, then we say that's like vadei. For sure there was dam there b'shas tashmis, then the husband is vadei tomei. Another zman is she doesn't check herself the next second. She like waits a minute and then she checks herself. Then also that the rabbanim amoidom that the husband becomes tomei. But there's a third zman of acher, after right away, after this next minute, then she first checks herself, that's the machloikis. That Rabbi Akiva says, even then, the husband is still tummy, and that Rabbanan say no. Since she first found the dam, like a few minutes later, we say, it's only tumul mafreya vilchus tyrus, but not the tamas baila. So the kids at this dinner, Yehudah b'Masayra, could come out according to Rabbanan also. Let's see a little bit Rashi here. Rashi commands Rabbi Akiva, the Yomar Roya Dam Netames Boilom, Lemafreya Kol Meis Leit. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Whenever the Ishah becomes Tomei, 24 hours before that, we say she was Tomei, and the husband who was Boilom then is also Tomei. That Rabbi Akiva Shita was Keshem Shagozru, She Metama Tyrus Meis Leit, the same with the Tikkun the Rabbonin, that Meis Leit she's Metama, even Tyrus, Lemafreya, who are then she's Metama the husband. Upuktail Mesech Tanida Perakolayod, some as Kolayad. The derech was right after Tashmish, they would check themselves. Echad loiv yechad lo. One aid, like one shmata, one cloth was for him, and one for her. Now, nimtzal shaloi. If after Tashmish the husband checked himself, he wiped off his aver, and he found blood on it, then we say, Tumeim shneim kol shiva. The vadai hoyadam b'shaz biya, shein derech ish lot say femenal dam. It's not a steger for man to have his own blood there. So Mestama, he has blood on his aver, that was blood from his wife, Peshas Tashmish. So then we say, Vadeh, he was Boilo Nida. Nim Sal Shalor, what about if we don't find on his? No, we only find she wipes herself and finds Dam. Oisium, if she finds it right away, Vuloshim Miyad, Veloshim Yovich, Akonscha, the precious Yetzias, Hashamish. His right after the husband went out, she wiped herself right away, is Miyad Timei and Vadeh. Also, that's a Vadeh, the Dam was there before Peshas Tashmish, and even the husband is Tomei Vadeh. What about Nimsalach Azman? She didn't check herself right away. Kaloima, Shechiko Bedika, she waited a little bit. Then Tumeim is Sofi. Then it's only Sofi, the husband is Tomei. V'yezu Achazman, where's this Achazman? That our Gemara says, even the Rabbonim Amoido, that Kadesha Terid Menamito, the time that I will take her to get off her bed, for the Tiaches Paneh, and wipe herself, and wash herself there. Shomata, to wipe it, to wash herself there. V'yachakach Mitamim Yesleis, V'yena Mitamis Boilom. But if she waits longer than that, that's the third shear, and she wipes herself after that zman, then, according to the Rabbanan, she's only Tamal Mafreya, Filchas Tyrus, but not Lutumis Baila. So the kids said, that's a Yudu Ben Maseiris Chshash. We're afraid maybe right after Tashmish she'll check herself, and she came out, she Adam, so the Kohen Gadol will be Tommy for 7 days, he won't be able to come to the Beis HaMikdash. That's why those 7 days, we take him away from his wife. So the Gemara though, Amar Rav Zeira, Shema Mina. From now, Mishnah, we're going to have a raya now, according to Yudah Ben Seira, that Boyal Nida ain't a Kanida. When the husband becomes Tomei from Boyal's wife, if she's a Nida, is not the same Malacha like Nida. What does that mean? For Toivu B'yoin, he's allowed to go to the mikvah on the seventh day. Diyam Rit Boyal Nida Kanida. If you're going to tell me the Boyal Nida, the husband, has the same Malacha like his wife, like a regular Nida, that she could only go to the mikvah the night of the seventh day, after the seventh day, she can't go in the daytime. Hey, the Yamrit Boyal Nida Kanida, Amos Tovel. Obviously, when then could the Kohen Gadol be Tovel? The Laila, he has to be Tovel at night time. Obviously, Lamacher Reichi Yavar Avoida. If he's first going to be Tovel at night time, that's the night of Yom Kippur, how could he do the Avoida on Yom Kippur itself? For a boy, Hera Shemesh, that's the Lochem. After you go to the Mikvah, then you have to first wait for Shkia to come. So if you could tell me now, the Kohen Gadol, he only goes away from his wife 7 days. So if he's that first night, he's Tomei now for 7 days. He can't go to the mikvah till the night after the 7 days, which is the night of Yom Kippur. So if he goes to the mikvah that night, he can't do the avodah the next day in Yom Kippur, because he has to go to the mikvah before Shkia. Elo lashma min lechur etzaraya, that boyal nida ain't a kanida. That even though he's a boyal nida, and he's tummy for 7 days, but the lochur is on the seventh day itself, he's allowed to go to the mikvah. So on Erev Yom Kippur, the seventh day, the Kohen Gadol will go to the Yom Kippur. Today at night time he'll have Harish Shemesh, and the next day he'll be allowed to do the Avodah. So it's a riot that a boil Nida does not have the same halacha like the Nida itself. Rav Simeon Ben Adoy says no. Even if you want to tell me no, a boyal nida, the husband, when he gives birth to his wife, when she's a nida, has the exact same halacha. He's tummy for 7 complete days, and he can first go to the mikvah that night. It's really, we separated from his wife more than 7 days. Not only 7 days, really it's a little bit, it's like before Shkia, before the 7th day, we also separated from his wife. So that the 8th day, really, before, that's the 1st day. So he'll have 7 days before Erev Yom Kippur, and then he'll go to the mikvah the night of Erev Yom Kippur, and there'll be Torah. And the reason why it only says 7 days, not 8 days, because it's not a complete 7 days. It's not a complete 8 days. It's only a complete 7 days you're taking away from his wife, and just a little bit, like an hour of the day before. So that's why the Mishnah only says 7 days. But maybe really the Mishnah means you have to separate him from his wife 8 days. And at Lu Yitzuya, that first day, he was Berla's wife, she was a Nidum, he'll only have to wait 7 days. The night of the 7th day, which is the night of Erev Yom Kippur, he'll go to the mikvah, and the next day he's Torah. So Mela is no raya from this din. Meisvei, there's a cloud called Chai V'Tfilos, whoever has to go to the mikvah, Tfilos and B'yoin, they're allowed to go even by day. The only two who are not like that is Nida of Yoledis. Anisha, it's a Nida, or Yoledis, she gives birth, Tfilos and B'layla. So these are the only two that have to go to the mikvah at night time. So Gemara says, Nida in, Boil Nida loy, it's mashma only the Nidish, the wife has to. But if the husband doesn't have to go at night, he could even go by daytime. So Gemara says, no, here's no raya. I tell you, it means Nida v'chol diyosim rebuye. Nida and anything that has tumma like a Nida. So the husband that's boil his wife when she's Nida, his tumma is a rebuy from Nida. So just like Nida needs to go at nighttime, maybe the boil Nida also maybe needs nighttime. There wouldn't be a raya from here that he could do it by daytime. Mace, we have another kash, another raya. Balkeri Kimaga Sheretz. A Balkeri, he says, Zera comes out of him. He has a loch like the same tumas of a Sheretz. That means he goes to the mikvah any time, and after her Shemesh, he's Torah. Boyle Nida Kitomi Mace. A Boyle Nida has the same loch like Tomi Mace. Then what does it mean? My lav letzfilo. That just like a Tomi Mace, on the 7th day, he's letting go to the mikvah. Who would in a Boyle Nida? On the 7th day, he can go to the mikvah. So it's a raya, clearly, he doesn't have to wait till the night time. He can go by daytime, just like a Tomi Mace. Somebody touched the mace. Somebody says, Loi, maybe this din means the Tumasim. To tell us that they both have the same din Tumma. Fred Gemara, Tumasim Bedyik Sibu. You don't need a drosher for that. That's enough in the Pusik. Hi Tumma Shivak Sibbe. Vai Tumma Shivak Sibbe. Zai bite, if you touch your mace, the Torah says you tummy for 7 days. If you boil a nida, the Torah says you tummy for 7 days. So stamp to say they're both tummy for 7 days. I don't need a Mishnah Braisa. That's enough in the Pusik. So Chura the Braisa tells us this Kiddush. That they have the same halachis that the boil nida could be toivel by daytime. That's the chiddush. Elo lav l'tfilosam. The chiddush of the brayser is that they're allowed to both be toivel by daytime.